The Rise and Fall of WeWork and Its Founder, Adam Neumann, is a story that resembles a modern-day parable. Neumann's larger-than-life persona and grand ambitions led the company to great heights, only to come crashing down in a spectacular fashion. WeWork's concept of providing flexible workspaces was not entirely new, but it struck a chord in the aftermath of the financial crisis, when commercial premises were abundant, and mobile technology enabled remote work. Neumann's charismatic leadership and unconventional approach, including offering free beer and creating a work environment that blurred the lines between professional and personal life, attracted a young and dynamic workforce. With substantial investments from prominent backers, WeWork rapidly expanded globally, but its financial losses were substantial, and questions arose about its valuation as a technology company. The company's attempt to go public in 2019 revealed deeper financial issues, leading to a significant decline in its value and Neumann's resignation as CEO. Despite WeWork's downfall, Neumann managed to disentangle his personal finances from the company, walking away with a substantial sum. He has since moved on to invest in other ventures and secured backing from a major venture capital firm. The cautionary tale of WeWork and Neumann serves as a reminder of the perils of unchecked ambition and the dangers of overvaluing a company based on speculative potential rather than sound financial fundamentals. In the end, WeWork's rapid rise and fall exemplify the risks of chasing unsustainable growth and over-reliance on investor enthusiasm. The company's story underscores the importance of prudent financial management and a realistic assessment of a business's value, rather than succumbing to the allure of rapid expansion and inflated valuations. Neumann's journey serves as a cautionary tale for entrepreneurs and investors alike, highlighting the need for a balanced approach to business growth and financial sustainability.